Coach, your team defensively really shut down their rushing game. I imagine you're pretty pleased with that.
You know, that was my biggest concern coming into it. Their tailback, he was scary watching him on film. I mean, he ran hard and has good wheels. And so they did a good job getting the ball, you know, throwing it to number five. I mean, he's a tough matchup. He's 6'3". He's a big kid. I thought Braden had good coverage on him on both the touchdowns. He just kind of out-muscled him for him. So we made a little switch and put a little bigger guy on him and kind of shut him down after that. And so I was happy with how we responded when they, you know, they cut it to a couple-point game.
Yeah, you really then turned it around the second quarter play. What was the key to get the offense really going in that second period?
You know, I don't know if it was a little lethargic, I think, yeah. But we really got off the ball much better and just really started clicking. And Saman ran the ball really well. They're pretty physical up front. They had a couple D linemen that gave us a hard time early, and I think we made some adjustments up front and really did a good job.
Yeah, they had Max running a little bit there early in the ball game, put some pressure on him at times too, didn't they?
They did, and you know, on film they hadn't run much of that defense before, and so I think we were a little unsure on some of our blocking, and then we kind of got it locked down after that, and so. And once Max had a little time, he threw the ball pretty well.
Last we heard, Monticello had their game pretty well in hand, so it looks like you got a good matchup of two 4-0 teams next week.
Yeah.
Sure you're looking forward to it.
It'll be exciting. It should be a good atmosphere. You know, we haven't played down there, I think, in, you know, 35 years or so. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much.
You bet.
So how about Normal and Normal West?
Normal was winning